Macarena, tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the AZC, the Asylum Seeker Shelter. Today, we're going to have a very special tour in the AZC. We're now at the lobby of the AZC, close to Bulveig. And I'm Yahya. I'm going to be the tour guide today with my mate, Jumaa.
Hey, and Jumaa.
Good evening, everyone, and khodin afon. It's me, Jumaa, and me and Yahya, we are going to host the evening with you guys, and please fasten your seatbelt, and you're gonna enjoy the ride into the AZC.
The AZC consists of 6 buildings, 100 rooms, and 2 to 5 people share each room. Place with 850 person, 850 background, 850 story.
And the building is now fully crowded and everyone is staring and Achtung!
Yeah. This is the voice where we panic every day because someone is bored, then he play with the button and we all panic like there's something happening, but there's nothing happening.
And almost every single day, every single morning, 4 a.m. while we are sleeping, and we get up with Achtung. Attention,
yes,
and with the alarm.
And German language, very...
And very harsh.
Hard language, yeah.
And we have to come out and stay out in the cold and until we get in again. So we do this every day and we suffer with this for almost 4 to 5 times a day.
Yeah, maybe nearly, yeah, true. So our building is a yellow building, very big building, holds, as I mentioned, 850 person, lots of stories, lots of backgrounds, lots of problems, lots of friends, lots of everything, yeah. How do you feel, Jumaa, about it?
I feel really enthusiastic, okay. Seeing a lot of backgrounds, a lot of like stories behind, and a lot of people, a lot of love, and they share it every single day, and you and... Once you wake up in the morning, you end up meeting like at least 50 person in a breakfast, like, and you come out and you see a lot of people like sitting around and chit-chatting and doing nothing and playing cards and having conversation and discussing.
Ja, 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 ja. Ik ga even inbreken, want dit is een hele speciale uitzending op Salto. Dit is namelijk radio... Kamp Radio live van het AZC in Bullewijk. En dit is een SAWA collective, keer Stratenmakers collective, audio collective production. Onder Sounds of the Bims. Even een kleine commerciële onderbreking. Welkom luisteraars, welkom in de AZC. We're actually really live here. And you will hear this our coming hour special story. So listen up, this is the real story, the real thing.
Okay, so Jumaa, you told me there was a story about the income that Koa gave you. It was like 12 or 14 euros, I think. So can you tell us about the story?
Back in 2020, we used to get only 12 euro per week. Mm-hmm. That's our per weekly money that we receive. It now it's increased 2 euro and 50 cent. Now it's 14 and 50 cent. That's mm-hmm. what we receive. There is a story behind the 14 euro, which was 12 euro back in 2022. Like, I had a friend, like, we used to discuss always to get and go and out and have a Big Mac together.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah.
And we always end up not making up in the weekend. Like, I always asked him to save at least 10 euros. Until the weekend, so we could have shared Big Mac together. And it took us 5 months, and he couldn't make it.
Oh, why?
Because of snacky. So he goes out, and he spends his 3 to 4 euro, and we can't afford. So for 5 months, we couldn't afford to have a Big Mac together. And yeah, finally, then he got transferred, so we couldn't really make that come true.
Oh, so you didn't do the plan, or you didn't eat the Big Mac together yet?
We never had that. I still hoped one day in the future if I meet him and if we can have a Big Mac together. But in this present life, I still cannot make it. I still receive 14 euro.
But where is your friend now?
Yeah, he lives in Rotterdam.
So he got transferred?
He got transferred.
Okay, for those who don't know, what is a transfer? Transfer is someone like directly tells you to move, leave your community, leave your friends, leave everything just to transfer from one area to another. For example, some people transfer from Amsterdam to Rotterdam as his friend. What happened with them? With him? So this is one of the most hard things on any person to be transferred, like very anonymously, very very direct. Like tomorrow you had to move. Yeah, it's very hard because you leave everything behind and you start a new life in another city, in another community, another everything, a new life at all. Yeah. So, how do you feel about transfer, Juma? Have you ever transferred?
Oh my God! Like, if I start speaking, I would get more vulnerable, like about my background, like because I had 16 transfers.
Oh my God! 16 transfers?
Yeah, I had my 16 transfers, and the third time back in this camp, so where I'm staying, like it took us like 3.5 years.
Cool. Do you think I'm gonna be transferred one day? So now we have, what was his name?
Now we are interviewing a people that if they have been suffered with their transfer, so
they can tell us about their experience as well.
Very short, very small money.
Okay, what do you think the solution?
Our solution is they have to give us more money.
More money?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Could they give you 14 euro in the week? So what you gonna do with 14 euro in the week?
Like, it's just little money. I cannot buy anything.
And how old are you?
11.
So it's not enough, you think, 14 euro?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We need more money, like 20 euro per week. That's good.
Okay, thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Could they give you 14 euro in the week?
Yeah.
And what you gonna do with KUA, like with money, the 14 euro?
So actually, is my thing is really bad. Because it's 14 euro, we cannot do anything, you know? If you are smoking, there's... In the hotel, they sell it one guy is 3.50, you know? If you smoking, you can buy only 4 packets per week. If you are smoking, it's never good 4 packets in the week. We cannot buy anything in the Albertine. Albertine is also cheap, by the way, but it's 14 euro is not good. It's not easy. We need more money, exactly. It's also food is never been good.
And yeah, hello, sir.
Can you
tell me more?
Ik wil wat zeggen, ja. Ik ben hier aan de halve jaren. Ik heb mijn uitkering 900 euro, maar ik krijg geen geld. Alles kom pakken, omdat ik eet hier, slaap hier. Ik krijg hier 14 euro. Die krijg ik ook pak voor mijn geld. Nu 2 weken geleden stop mijn geld voor niks. Alleen ik zeg één koma, een vrouw zegt je bent gek. En ze zegt stop mijn geld. Nou. Wat ik moet doen, ik weet niet verder. Maar het is gewoon niks, het is gewoon allemaal maffia. Okay. Zo ik denk, ja.
Oké, thank you, sir.
Een groot maffia.
Ja, we zitten hier dus live in de lobby van het AZC. En we gaan nu nog even verder luisteren hier. Terug naar de tafel.
Yes, Jamal. So, what do you think about what they said? I think that we are very grateful to receive some money from the KUA, but at the same time, it's not enough. I know, but we have the very good-looking food with the very bad taste. Yeah, but what do you think? I feel I'm grateful to have the money.
Yeah, the money that we receive on a weekly basis, if it's not even like enough, but sometimes KUA really, like makes their generosity like. We have a free barber and free haircutting.
Exactly.
You know that we don't have to pay for free haircut.
We have free food. We have
free food.
Free place to live. Yeah, so.
Free air.
Yeah, free air. Free toilets, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, so for me, I'm grateful with the 14 euros for now.
Now, I think I will follow up your cello if you would like to have.
I think now we're going to play some
or
music.
Or maybe music then. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Different backgrounds.
Kamp Radio. Kamp Radio. Kamp Radio. Kamp Radio. Kamp. Kamp.
Fairuz sound with the weather, with the rainy weather, we're matching so much. Fairuz, she's a Lebanese legend. I was born and raised listening to this kind of music. It's a very Arabic classic music. So I was the one who chose this music proudly. Yeah. So Jemaa, back to the transfer. What, you told me you had 16 transfers. Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot of background stories with the transfer, with the people like... If you see it like around, like I'm staring at people, like they have all suffered with the transfers, like at least minimum 5 to 6 times. So I think we should introduce from them, like interview from them, like if they have suffered.
Yeah, but I'd also like to ask you, what cities did you move for?
I've been to whole Netherlands, like since 3.5 years. Like I've been to from south to east, from east to west, from west to north. So I've been more to the Netherlands, more than the Dutch people, I think.
And how did you deal with that? I mean, was it hard for you to build a new community each time? Was it hard to make new friends? Can you tell me more about it?
Yeah, I've lost a lot of friends through this journey, because each time I get into a new place and new shelter, I make friends and I make family there, and I have to leave and I have to say goodbye to them. And I barely see them now. I don't even see them, and they don't even use social media, most of them, and I lost them. So I suffer losing friends and making friends and losing friends.
Yeah, so do you think this experience holds some benefits maybe and drawbacks? Can you tell us some of the benefits, as you told us about the drawbacks? Can you now tell us about the benefits of it?
It's I have only experienced about my journey, like meeting new people and making my network and building my network in the meantime. And I have met a lot of Dutch friends and a lot of community and friends. And I don't think so everyone could afford that, because I speak the language and most of the people, they don't speak the language. I think we should go and ask the people that how do they have suffered with their transfers.
Yeah, you think? I think Emirhan now is going to ask some people about their experience with the transfer and did they transfer before or not?
Yeah. Hello. Can I ask you something, lady?
Yeah, of course.
How many transfer you get it in the SSA life?
Three times, I get it.
Three times?
Or three times, yeah.
What do you feel about after three time transfer, lady?
It's such a bad experience to get transfer. You know, you already out of your country, you experience it's living in camp, it's such an experience, you're living your homeland. So when you transfer for many places in AZC, it's like big feel from instability. Sometimes unsafe, especially when you change your place, when you live with a lot of new people. That's really incredible. So,
yes, sister, you say that I don't like it about transfer.
At all. For now, for this moment, I just ask God, please, I don't want to get transfer until I get decision if I will stay in this country or not. I just need decision, so I don't want to get any transfer. It's really hard.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we are here. So, do you speak English, sir?
Speak Russian.
Speak Russian? Okay, Arabic. He can translate. No worry. How many transfer you get it in the AZC camp life?
It's
14 time you get a transfer, right? It's not about money. It's how many time transfer you get it.
Never.
So he don't like the transfer?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Hello. Can I ask you something, please? Only 1 minute. How many transfer you get it in SSA life?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
How many transfer you get it?
From?
Anywhere.
It depends, actually, on how many persons I'm going to meet inside this month.
Mm-hmm. How many transfer you get it in SSA life?
Kaç kere transfer oldun dışarıya? Başka kamp.
Kamplarda mı?
Yeah.
This is my second camp in here, or the third. It doesn't. The second one doesn't count. But this, in general, this is the third camp, and so far so good.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day.
The third person, I think, to ask for.
A lot of experiences with the transfer, yeah. Some people didn't face any transfers.
I admire their journeys that they got really lucky. Like, I wish everyone gets lucky, like, as much as they
got. I wish I'm lucky also. I don't get any transfers. Yeah, I'm comfortable here. And Hadir, did you get any transfers? Oh, did you get any transfers? Hadir,
Hi, Yahya.
Oh, hi. How many transfers have you got?
No more. Just
two. So you stayed also in Amsterdam?
Just two.
Amazing. Yeah, you're lucky.
Yes.
So yeah, Emirhan was asking the people in the AZC, they were sharing their experience about the transfer. And there was like, you know, some people get so many transfers, some people doesn't get at all, yeah.
Maybe.
But Jim, I wasn't too lucky, to be honest, yeah.
Maybe least of us suffer with the transfer, then I hope that, I don't hope the rest of them, like, yeah, but I hope they get at least transfers, and I wish them all the best. And I think we are ending up listening to cello from my friend, and Yahya is going to play. Let's listen to it. Thank you.
you like it?
Wow, I loved it. I loved it. Thank amazing, so amazing.
It's Umm Kulthum. Everyone loves Umm Kulthum. For those who know who is Umm Kulthum, she is an Egyptian legend. Yeah, we call it in Arabic Kawkab al-Sharq. Kawkab al-Sharq means she is like, she's the legend of the Middle East, you know. Everyone's know Umm Kulthum. Everyone, every love story needs to have Umm Kulthum inside, you know, between two lovers, between two who broke up. Yeah, Umm Kulthum, she's everywhere. Yeah.
As like everyone have heard it already, so we consider ourselves like that lucky that we have a chance to hear and listen to his play cello every day.
Oh, so. Thank you so much. I think so many refugees share the same hobby. Yeah.
So may I ask you a question about the cello? Why did you want to play cello, and since how long you have been playing cello? Can you explain?
That's a very tough question, actually, because I chose the cello because I've listened to the cello so many times, and I've grown up in a family that respects music, and I was grown up also having the mindset that music, it's the language that everyone speak and everyone respect, you know, no need to know how to play music, just feel it and everything's gonna be okay. So I chose the cello because the deep notes of the cello always fascinate me, always, and also it's a very important instrument in any orchestra, I think, in the Middle Eastern music and also in the European music, everywhere cello is really important. So yeah, that's why. And do you love music, Jamal?
I love music. I love more like rock music, but it's compared to cello, it's really totally different. But I think we should go to the music and experience music. The background okay. of the music. So.
Yeah.
Which one?
Map. Camp. Camp. Kamperadio, Kamperadio, Kamperadio. U luistert naar Kamp. 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 Kamperadio, live en direct vanuit het AZC Bullewijk hier in Amsterdam Zuidoost. U luistert naar Kamp. 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 Kamperadio. Live en direct. Salto. Shout out stratenmakers, shout out alle migranten.
Yo, dale, Rosmoda, samba na bomba.
atrás, dale ras muera. Babona, ay, ay, scoopus, I love to go in danger. Batini, can I am a go in danger? I shake stand this team ever. Amatini, Amatini, Batikamba. Kalala, tell you how the name of Zomiga. Betting the lamb, Lanaga Fiwa. Funny Maliam in Zomiga. If don't believe you, I'm keeping Maliam, Nigalam Shinja. I drop by my life, Paggy Ross Border. Get a kiss, Maratona, hope we young Tola. Sambe zoba bona tana emsota Pagi rose border Kipi mali ya mniga la mshincha Jopa malek pagi rose border Kili kismara tana hopu yang kola Sambe zoba bona tana emsota Angai, 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 angai
music, yeah. I think Abdullah chose this music. He has a good taste in music, yeah. What do you think?
I like this.
Yeah, me too, me too. Otherwise, I really prefer classical music. So, and what do you think about the food that the AZT gave us?
I think it is time. Yeah, I see it. It is time.
What do you think about the food?
I think it is time.
It's time for what?
It's time for food. Like, I haven't checked my phone. Like, I think. We should discuss about the food a bit.
Yeah, so you've been here for so long, I think, yeah?
I've been here for a long time, but each year I experience different types of
yeah,
food.
So that's what I'm going to ask about. During your journey in the AZCs, what do you think about the food? Is it somewhere better than the other, or is it sometimes worse?
Yeah, compared to last 4 years, like each year we get different varieties and different menu and different cuisines because it depends on people, like how much we protest to change the foods and to get a bit tastier than the last time. So each time, like, it's just developing, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But here, as I experienced, I've been here in the AZT for like 5 months. So I think the food is the same. They just repeat it every week, yeah, you think? Or it's different?
Like, many people suffer with their backgrounds, with their own dishes, that what they used to eat, so they still cannot get into it with the food. So me either, like I still suffer with the food, like that's why every day in the morning, like I wake up early morning just to grab some extra proteins and eggs, and I get like 5 to 6 eggs, and I get my protein from the morning food, from lunch, from the breakfast time. But lunch and dinner, I often skip it. You know why?
Actually, the timing is the worst part of it. Yeah, you know, so you eat the breakfast too early, you eat lunch too early, you eat the dinner too early. And I think today for lunch they prepared like meat and vegetables and some rice, yeah? You like this meal?
I think I've had an experience of eating the rice and this meat with the carrot and I don't know, with the vegetables. But I don't often eat meat, so I skip it. If you have tasted it before, so you can explain me a bit about this meat.
Oh yeah, I've tasted it before, and I think it's delicious. It's not very bad. I mean, yeah, like the meat is well, very 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 well done, extra well done. Yeah, and the rice has no taste, and the vegetables, they're just only steamed. You know.
You know what's good about the meat now? We barely get the meat like once in a month, I think.
I mean, you can look at the bright side, where there's a lot of proteins.
Yeah, and people likes it sometimes. I think we should go and ask people, and Hadir, how do they like it?
Let's ask Hadir. Hadir, she's an Egyptian lady. She would introduce some people and ask them about their opinion about the food. So yeah, let's go to her.
Hello, yeah. First, I thought, oh, you give me food. Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck?
So I think Hadir didn't like the food, yeah.
About food, about my opinion, to be honest, they provide us food, yes, but extremely bad food, both quality and the taste. That's my experience here.
So this is your opinion, yeah?
Yes.
Amazing. How long have you been here?
2 years.
Oh, so you experienced all the menus they've done here, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it in the past better? Was it in the past better food?
No.
So now it's better, I think.
Yes.
Oh. Mm. I think the food has a very good looking, yeah, but very bad taste at the same time. That's the funny thing about it.
Actually, the food's always that what we get, like, it reminds me of my hospital journeys. Like, once I get injured and I get to hospital and I eat really healthy foods, and I was recommended to eat healthy and fresh food. So that's the food, that's the menu that we get on a daily basis, just not to get the food and a bit vitamin B and C, D, E, F, G.
I think, let me be honest with you, it's healthy, but I mean, it's not lekker at all, yeah?
Compared to my background, so on a daily basis we used to eat meat, but since then I've been in the Netherlands, but I'm more to cheese and bread. I think it's more tasty.
Yeah, maybe. So what is your opinion about the food?
It's not good.
Why?
Because the food, they don't know how to cook. Mm-hmm. They don't cook the food, they buy it from outside.
Can I ask, how old are you?
11.
Oh, what kind of food do you prefer? Or what do you suggest that they can maybe do? Like cook for you something?
Like the old food. Yeah. First, we get most of the time in a week, we get pizza and we get a very good chicken.
Really? That was in the past, yeah?
But now we don't get the pizza anymore.
Oh my God.
I need the old food.
Okay, can you tell me about one type of food from your home country you'd like them maybe to do it one day for you, or you missed it? I mean, where are you from at the beginning?
Nigeria.
Cool. So what kind of food from Nigeria do you miss it? You want to taste it now, to eat it? Yeah. Do you remember anything?
Like the chicken, but because the chicken here, it's not very good. They don't know how to cook the chicken here.
Yeah, cool. So you miss the chicken pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because actually, their chicken...
It sounds really delicious. I've never tried it before. Yeah.
Because their chicken from inside, it's not good. From outside, it looks good. But when you're eating it, it's not good.
It's chewy, yeah?
Yeah, and it's cold.
Oh, yeah. That's not the best thing ever. Yeah. So...
Hello.
Hi.
Abdallah, how are you?
I'm good, you?
Good. What do you think about the food here?
The food is very herbal here. It's a lot oil in it, and also sometimes we find like hair, nails, a lot dirty thing, and also sometimes like small glasses in it. Yeah, it's happened with me. Yeah.
Actually, it has never happened with me before, to be honest. I mean, this is only... You're the only one who experienced this, to be... I think, yeah?
Yeah, because I think you don't eat all the time here.
No, for me I eat, but maybe you're a very picky eater, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
So
you don't like the food in general, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we have a different opinions about the food. Some people really love the food, some people no. So yeah, depends on each one taste. Jamal, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm quite safe with the food because like I'm quite healthy and athlete man, so I prefer always a breakfast and with the whole protein, with the whole egg and some cheese and some bread. So I stick with the breakfast and I don't often eat lunch because we have a really short gap between the breakfast and the lunch. So I skip often the lunch, but dinner, but I don't skip it. But yeah, I like the food. Like I get more vegetables and I eat more vegetables in the evening.
For me, to be honest with my opinion, I find the breakfast is so good because there is a variety. I mean, we can eat eggs, cheese, bread and things, yeah. But for the lunch, I don't like it so much. And the dinner is good for me. I mean, yeah, I'm so grateful to have food, yeah.
I think now we have to go to the music and for a different background music, let's just listen to
another
it.
Another culture.
Yes.
Camp Radio. Camp Radio. Camp Radio. Camp Radio. Oh, oh.
Live van het AZC Bullenwijk in Amsterdam.
Yeah, that was a nice music, you think?
Yeah, I liked it because it's one of my favorite.
The melody is amazing. What language is it?
Yeah, it was a Turkish song.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I've never listened to Turkish song. This is my first time. I think Emirhan chose this one, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Amazing.
Oh, we received a call from an anonymous call from someone from Netherlands. Like, I think someone needs to talk to us. Like, we'll see.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
En jullie wonen toch in een 5-sterren hotel daar?
5-star hotel? Oh my god, no, it's not a 5-star hotel. You've never been to it. Come and visit us. You're gonna see the 5 stars. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not a five-star hotel. I mean, okay, it's a hotel. We have a place to live. We have a place to stay, to eat, to do everything. But not a five-star hotel. I mean, it's not the hotel in your mind. It's something very different.
Maar jullie komen hier wel. Jullie komen hier, jullie, asielzoekers, alleen maar om ons huis af te pakken.
Actually, we are here all seeking for happiness. We're all seeking for opportunities. And we're not taking opportunities from anyone. I mean, imagine the country with no refugees. Is that, I mean, the problems are going to be solved, do you think? No, I don't think so. So it's a problem. It's not about the refugees. It's about a lot of other things. Maybe the refugees are part of it, but not the main reason about it, you know. So we're not taking places, we're not taking opportunities. And everyone in this world is looking for happiness, seeking opportunities, as I mentioned. Yeah, and I don't think any refugee, he decided to leave his country. He was forced to leave his country, so yeah.
Ja, maar jullie hebben niet echt problemen. Jullie komen, jullie zijn gewoon gelukzoekers. Gelukzoekers zijn jullie. Gelukzoekers.
No, no, we're not. I mean, no, I mentioned that before. We're not searching for these things you're saying. I mean, I'm not a Dutch speaker, but I can understand that gelukzoeker is like we're seeking opportunities, yeah?
Ja, een soort van. Alleen maar geluk. Jullie komen alleen maar voor geld.
Oh, yeah. The opportunities are for everyone. Everyone. What do you think, Jamal?
I don't think we come for health.
Yeah.
And the amount of money that we receive on a weekly basis since 4 years, so I consider it's unfair that calling us like that we are staying in a five-star hotel and we are taking over the houses and the economics and the crisis over the refugees and that's all. A blame. I think it's an accusation. I think like only if they see it.
Maar jullie zijn wel criminelen.
Oh, do I look like a criminal?
Jullie zijn allemaal criminelen. Ja, oh. Jij van Maal. Ik kan je niet zien over de telefoon, maar je stem te horen.
Oh my God, we escaped from our countries because of the things are happening there, like criminalism and things like that. We are not here to do crimes. We're not here to do problems. Actually, we're very grateful that the Netherlands one day opened its hands for us to save us and to let us feel very safe. I am one of the people who have this mindset that the Netherlands one day opened its hands for me to save me because I'm really unsafe in my country. So I believe that I must do something to the Netherlands in the future. And like a fever, you know, like, it's important.
En waarom zie ik hier dan alleen maar jonge mannen? I only see men, hè? Alleen maar mannen, allemaal criminelen.
Probably you would only see a man because like the journey that we take, like it's not a journey, it's not an airplane, an adventure that we take. And we get on airplane and we get a visa and we land on Netherlands. No, it's not the part of the journey. The part of the journey that we suffer several months, like 6 months, 9 months, sometimes we lose people. And there are many people, like 90% of the time, that people lost their family members through the journey. So we don't really risk leaving the girls and the women's house all the way to the journey and to get to their destination. So that's why we always, as a man, we lead the journey and we take the risk and we guide them.
And then waarom gaan wij dan protesteren? Why are all these Dutch, why are we always angry and racist?
I think Yahya has an answer for this. Why?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Why are we Dutch then so angry with you?
Oh, maybe because you didn't get to know us. And actually, it's a responsibility for both of us as refugees and immigrants and for you, the Dutch people. So we must be more open to show you that we are good people. We have dreams. We have hobbies. We are musicians. We are kickboxers. We are athletes. So, and you must be more open to know who we are. Maybe we can be friends. We can, you know. And actually, for me, I didn't face any racism in Amsterdam till now. So all the Dutch people are very nice. All of them, they are very open to any other culture. So in one street, you can see a Moroccan person and Syrian and African and Dutch and you know, tourists. So, yeah, I don't think it's very complicated. Just deal with it like we are humans and you are humans. We're all equal.
So what should we do then? Eh? What should we do?
Just be open to know us and we're going to get the opportunity to show you who we are. how nice we are. I mean, not all of us we are good, not all of us we are bad. Also, not all the Dutch people are good, not all the Dutch people are bad. So yeah, we can do our relationships and friendships, and yeah,
okay.
It's way simpler.
Je klinkt wel aardig, ja, eigenlijk. Ik ben misschien wel, ik vind het misschien wel toch tof, die migranten. Ze is toch wel tof. Goed dat jullie er zijn, denk ik toch. Dankjewel.
And now we're going to be with Nerjavan. Nerjavan wants to share a story with us. A very tough story, actually, he faced yesterday. So yeah, Nerjavan, can you tell us about the story? فيك تقلنا على القصة اللي صارت معك؟
هاي القصة هي القصة صارت معي مبارح. في بنت كنت عم ساوي رياضة.
Yeah.
فاجت البنت وانا كنت عم بمشي ووقعت قدامي.
Can I translate this part, please? So yeah, Nerjavan, he always goes to the gym to do his workout in Basic Fit, as any person. I mean, yeah, it's the local gym. So he was there yesterday and he faced something. It's kind of bad for him because, yeah, he was just training on one machine. Then he moved to the other machine. Then there was a lady passing next to him. Then she fell down. She fell down dramatically, very, very hard. I mean, yeah. Yeah, so you can complete. فيك تكمل.
فقلت بدي ساعدها بس ترددت. خفت انه يصير لها شيء وفانا اكون يتهموني بهذا الشيء فما قربت عليها، كنت خايف كثير.
طيب الناس اللي كانوا بالجيم حاولوا انهم يساعدوا؟
لا، ما حدا قرب عليها حتى ما انا قربت عليها وساعدتها.
تشجعوا يعني؟
No.
Okay, so Nerjavan, when he saw her laying down on the floor and she just fell down, he wanted to help her, but at the same time he was just afraid also because they might say that he is the one who causes the bad things for her, or he is the one who pushed her to fall down. So he was a bit confused, like, am I supposed to do that or not? But at the end, when he helped her, because at the end he helped her, he couldn't see someone in danger and not saving him or not doing something for him. So, but no one actually in the gym was planning to help her at all. Everyone just completed his workout like anything, nothing happened. Yeah, but when they see him helping her, everyone was like, yeah, we can help you helping her, you know. So the thing that he felt unsafe to help her because they might say that he is the one who causes the problem for her. Yeah, so this is actually an experience that a lot of people face, you know. I don't know why do they face this. Maybe because they thought that they might, they are not from here, they are not from between them, so they might feel like unwelcomed or, you know. Yeah, but for me, I think that it's very good that you helped her, and it's very good that the other helped you helping her. So that's very nice of you, Nerjavan. Thank you.
هذا الشيء ما عم اقول انه خلص ساعدت شخص، فهذا الشيء نحن بنعيشه اغلب الاحيان كثير مرات. في حدا انه بده مساعده
عشته قبل هالمره مثلا ببلدك الام او شيء؟
لا.
كنت عم تقول لي قصه بقذيفه نزلت على البيت وهي
صح، انه في وقعت قذيفه على بيت فالناس قدام عيوني فراحوا يساعدوهم.
Yeah.
فهدول اللي راحوا يساعدوهم فوقعت قذيفه ثانيه على البيت. فاللي ساعدوهم واللي كانوا هنيك نفس الشيء ماتوا يعني. فهون انا انه كنت عم فكر انه شلون بدي اروح ساعدهم وخايف انه تيجي قذيفه ثانيه وتضربني. فما ترددت رحت ساعدتهم. هذا الشيء كان
حلو انك ما ترددت. So Nerjavan also faced this experience in his home country. There was a bomb in one house, then everyone was helping the people inside the house, and after that they bumped again and everyone was dead. So Nerjavan didn't struggle to help, and he went and helped them even if he would risk this experience, but he helped them. And thank you, Nerjavan, you are a very strong person. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So yeah, also me and Jum'a, my mate, would like to tell you about something really special. Yeah, Jum'a, do you want to start?
Yeah, it's really important for the Amsterdam people. We have a theater show for Sawa Collective called Welcome to the Azet. We just had it on...
It's in the Parade Festival.
In the Parade Festival on 3rd of August. And please don't miss it. And you would love to see that the Azet houses.
We're very
and
excited to see you all. Please don't struggle and come to our show. We're doing well.
Yeah, this is Camp Radio. Camp Radio. We're closing 3rd of August, the big show. Go check them out if you
want to meet some real
migrants. Sounds also crazy almost, but you can go. Jullie kunnen daar naartoe. Ga naar 3 augustus. Ga naar de parade en ga ze checken. Want ze vertellen hun verhaal. Hun verhaal vanuit het AZC. Dit is Camp Radio.
Yeah, at the end I would like to shout out to Koa, shout out to AZC, shout out to everyone. Yeah, thank you.
No. Stratenmakers collectief, jij wilde nog wat zeggen?
Ja.
Zeg het.
De kamertjes zijn klein, de kamertjes zijn hetzelfde als een... Ja, echt zo klein.
Het zijn kleine kamertjes. Nou, dit was live via Camp Radio. Mocht je nog meer willen horen op Salto. Dit was op Salto. Shout out naar iedereen bij Salto. En je gelooft het. Je gelooft het niet. Maar dit
come
is
to our show.
This is the
thank
song.
You for listening,
this
everyone.
This is the
thank
song of the AZC, apparently. They do this every day. They do the Macarena, no? You do the Macarena every day.
Yeah, we do the Macarena with Sawa, actually. It's the song of the group. But I would like also to thank Nerjavan.
Yes.
I would like to thank Hadir. I would like to thank Jum'a, Emirhan, and me, Yahya. And who else I would like to...
Mitchell. Of the engineer. Ellie.
And what was your name?
Jesper,
also I'd like to thank you all.
I think myself.
Exactly.
That's very ugly.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah, this was live, Camp Radio. And if you wanna, can you just come by? Can you come us?
Can we what?
Can people just come in here?
Yeah, they're very welcome.
They're welcome only if they can dance Macarena with us.
Yeah, we're gonna have a Macarena party.
So they have inburgeringscursus. If you cannot do the Macarena, you cannot enter the
AZC. Don't forget our show at 3 of August.
Don't forget, guys. Camp Radio. En iedereen thuis, doe even lekker die Macarena. Gewoon voor al die mensen die hier gewoon naartoe komen. Die hier hartstikke welkom zijn. Love voor al die mensen, toch? Nothing but.
Love for everyone. Love you.
Love you back.
Camp Radio.
Alegría y cosa buena, dale a tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo pa dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo pa dar la alegría y cosa buena. Bala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Bala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo pa dar la alegría y cosa buena. Bala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, Macarena.
¡Ay!